This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit being hosted by the Odisha government and is aimed at positioning Odisha as the anchor of the Purvodaya vision as well as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. We have more from our correspondent.
Odisha hopes to attract investment exceeding 5 lakh crore rupees with job creation projected to increase also by 3.5 lakh after the two-day long Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha conclave that is going to begin at Bhubaneswar this morning. A large number of delegates including diplomatic envoys, investors and industrialists are expected to participate in the business conclave. More than 100 investment MOUs are likely to be signed at the event. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
India and China have agreed on a slew of measures during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism to stabilize and rebuild bilateral ties. The new understandings include the resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, restoration of direct flights between the two countries, and sharing trans-border river data, among others. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who was on a two-day visit to China, attended the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement the relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for resuming the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra as per existing agreements. The two sides also agreed to hold an early meeting of the India-China expert-level mechanism to discuss resumption of provision of hydrological data and other cooperation pertaining to trans-border rivers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of Raisina Middle East in Abu Dhabi today. The minister earlier attended the 76th Republic Day celebrations hosted by the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi during his three-day bilateral visit to the UAE. Speaking on the occasion, he emphasized the growing synergy between India and the UAE during the time when global order is undergoing significant transformation.
The Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement has expanded trade and investment. Local currency trading agreements and fintech mechanisms have been a trendsetter. The BAPS Hindu Mandir has emerged as a beacon of pluralism, harmony and tolerance.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump yesterday and congratulated him on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India and the US are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership. The two leaders discussed expanding and deepening cooperation, as well as a range of regional issues, including security in the Indo-Pacific, the Middle East, and Europe." In a statement, the White House said the leaders also discussed plans for Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit the United States, highlighting the strength of the friendship and strategic ties between the two nations. A watchtower collapsed during the Laddu Mahotsav organized by the Jain community in Baghpat Barot city in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took cognizance of the incident. Chief Minister directed the officials to immediately reach the spot and expedite the relief work and gave instructions for proper treatment of the injured. Indian Railways has achieved a significant milestone by upgrading over 23,000 track kilometres of the rail network to support train speeds of up to 130 kilometres per hour. Additionally, more than 54,000 track kilometres of tracks have been upgraded to support speeds up to 110 kilometres per hour. In view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow, robust healthcare arrangement has been made for the devotees and pilgrims attending the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. The Prayagraj Mela Authority has set up a 100-bedded central hospital at parade ground of Mahakumbh Mela area. A team of 80 Ayush doctors are also providing round-the-clock medical services at 20 OPD centres. All the medical services which are being provided in these hospitals are free of cost. The 38th National Games will kick off at Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Games, which will be attended by various guests, including Union Ministers, Indian Olympic Association and national players. The National Games are proposed to be held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till the 14th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.